Hi, this is Bill Chapman, Senior Director, Investor Relations for Grainger. Thank you for accessing this recorded message with information regarding Grainger's April 2013 sales results. I'll begin by reminding you that certain statements and projections of future results made in this webcast constitute forward-looking information. This information is based on current expectations of market conditions and competitive and regulatory environments, and involves risk and uncertainty. Please see our 2012 Form 10-K for a discussion of factors as they relate to forward-looking statements. April 2013 had 22 selling days, one more than April of last year. For the month of April, total company daily sales increased 8% versus April 2012. These results included 3 percentage points from volume, 2 percentage points from price, 2 percentage points from acquisitions, and 2 percentage points from the timing of the Easter holiday, partially offset by a 1 percentage point decline from foreign exchange. As a reminder, the Easter holiday occurred in April of 2012 and in March of 2013. Now let's turn our attention to sales results by segment. As a reminder, monthly sales history by reporting segment for the prior 2 years is available on the Investor Relations website, along with a summary of selling days by month. Please note that although some of our businesses have a different number of selling days due to local holidays, we use the number of selling days in the United States as the basis for our calculation of daily sales. I'll begin with our largest segment, the United States. Daily sales for the U.S. segment increased 9%, consisting of 4 percentage points from volume, 3 percentage points from price, 1 percentage point from acquisitions, and 1 percentage point from the timing of Easter. For our customer end markets in the United States, sales performed as follows. Heavy manufacturing, light manufacturing, and natural resources were up in the low double digits. Contractor and retail were up in the high single digits. Commercial was up in the mid-single digits. Government was up in the low single digits. Reseller was down in the low single digits. In our Canadian segment, daily sales increased 7% in U.S. currency, 9% in local currency. The 7% daily sales growth consisted of a 5 percentage point contribution from the timing of the Easter holiday, and 4 percentage points from volume, partially offset by a 2 percentage point decline from foreign exchange. The Easter holiday had a more significant effect on Canadian business because Acklands Grainger is closed on Good Friday, and as a result had 2 fewer selling days in April 2012 versus April 2013. Strong growth to customers in the construction, utilities, commercial, and forestry end markets contributed to this performance. In addition, growth in the oil and gas and mining end markets was inhibited by severe weather in Western Canada, which closed roads and limited access to remote work locations. Daily sales for our other businesses, which include operations primarily in Asia, Europe, and Latin America, increased 7% in April. This growth consisted of 7 percentage points from volume and price, 4 percentage points from acquisitions, and 1 percentage point from the Easter holiday, partially offset by a 5 percentage point decline from unfavorable foreign exchange. Looking forward, daily sales growth in May is trending in line with the growth in April, normalized for the 2 percentage point benefit from the Easter holiday. Lastly, please mark your calendar for the following upcoming events. CEO Jim Ryan and CFO Ron Jaden will be presenting at the Electrical Product Group's annual spring conference in Longboat Key, Florida, on Wednesday, May 22nd at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. We'll be hosting a tour of our distribution center in Robbinsville, New Jersey, on Monday, June 24th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. If you would like to register for the tour or have any questions about the event, please contact Linda DiAgostino at 847-535-5300. 4280. And finally, we'll be reporting May 2013 sales results on Tuesday, June 11th at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. If you have any questions about April sales or any upcoming events, please contact Laura Brown, Senior Vice President, Communications and Investor Relations, at 847-535-0409. Casey Darby, Senior Manager of Investor Relations, at 847-535-0099. Or me, Bill Chapman, at 847-535-0881. Thank you for your interest in Grainger.